What is currently happening in this country is completely unacceptable. Somebody sent me this. I don't know how true it is, but you may tell. It is everywhere. They titled it A Week of Horror. Six killed in Ekiti. This last week, on April the 20th. 40 kidnapped at Greenfield University, Kaduna, on April the 21st. 18 kidnapped in Oyo on April the 22nd. 45 killed in Zamfara on April the 22nd. 83 killed in Zamfara on April the 23rd. Three of those people kidnapped from the university in Kaduna were killed on April the 24th. All in 1 week. And the person said, and life goes on as if nothing happened. Oh, what a country. I asked somebody in the media world and they said everything on that list is true. Plus, 35 law enforcement agents, including all of them, killed by unknown gunmen in the southeast. 15 others in Rivers, another 100 others in Gaidam in Yobe State. Apart from the church of worshippers attacked in Kajuru local government, with a medical doctor killed and many others abducted. 20 other officers were mistakenly killed, according to what we said, by some something fighters in Borno area. 20 by Air Force fighters in Borno. 20 military people were mistakenly killed. As at yesterday, we heard that two more of the students kidnapped had been killed in addition. What a country. At this point, it appears as if to depend on government is to wait until you are wasted. At this point, it appears to me as if those that we refer to as chief security officers over various levels have become chief insecurity officers. That is supervising insecurity and supervising killings. And the land of this nation is soaked with the blood of the innocent. Young people's children. Their crime was to go to school in a country with heartless leaders, in a country with leaderless leaders, leaders with zero leadership quality, space occupiers, like we call in medicine, space occupying lesion, which is actually cancer. I heard us at this morning in a particular state, headsmen went into an IDP camp, killed many people. And then there is riot in the place now. Another governor of one state said he has lost control because they sacked 40 of his villages. 54 villages. What a country. The time has come where they say enough is enough. John Maxwell said everything rises and falls on leadership.
Yes, sir.
We can't. It's not even time to blame who is the kidnappers or the bandits. Where are the people in authority that can make kidnap to end under 7 days if they want it? There are kidnap cells everywhere in the bush. We have modern navigation technology to locate everywhere they are under 24 hours. Everywhere they are can be located by satellite. And then the people they kidnap pass through roadblocks. And people are sitting and priding themselves. I am chief this and chief that. If we wait for authority, everybody may die in calamity. Jehovah, the supreme authority of the universe, has to arise in the defense of our nation. Second, Father, deliver our land from human disasters. We don't have natural disasters. You hear in some places, earthquake. You hear this in Nigeria, we don't. The only disaster we have is leadership disaster. Disastrous leadership. If somebody is watching and blood is flowing, it's either he is a killer, or he's a sponsor of killer, or he's excited at the killing.